Duke Energy reports it cost about $30 million to comply with North Carolina's renewable energy requirement last year. As that requirement doubles next year, Duke is petitioning for an increase in rates. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Since 2012, North Carolina utilities have had to obtain 3% of their energy from renewable sources. The utilities charge customers for the added cost. Next year, the renewable energy requirement doubles to 6%. But the law puts the onus on residential customers to pay for the added load.
More than half of the energy pie, about 59%, is now going to be paid for by residential customers.
Duke spokeswoman Lisa Parrish.
About 36% is going to be paid by commercial customers, and 5% is paid for by industrial customers.
In a filing with the State Utilities Commission, Duke Energy Progress proposes raising the residential surcharge from 20 cents a month to 80 cents a month. For Duke Energy Carolinas, it would go from 4 cents to 35 cents. Last year, Duke got about a quarter of its renewable energy from out-of-state purchases, another quarter from energy efficiency programs, and the rest is solar, hydro, biomass, and other in-state generation. The North Carolina law maxes out in 2021 when companies will be required to supply an eighth of their energy from renewables. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.